You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, we've got a whole kind of week of different activity planned. So starting from today, actually, we're going to light up the museum tonight. So that happens around sunset, around about 6 o'clock tonight. And so we're going to be using that as a visual way to celebrate and acknowledge this important week. And what we're also going to be doing this year is the current logo for Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori this year is Kia Kaha Te Reo Māori. And so the logo has traditional heitiki with different colours coming out of the tongue, which represent the rākau, which are small coloured sticks that people use to learn when they're doing immersive Te Reo lessons. So it's going to kind of be a black, white, red, and then with those different blocks of colour as well to acknowledge the week. And then coming up on Thursday as well, the Auckland Museum with a whole bunch of other different groups around Tamaki Makaurau are going to be taking part in He Kuia Te Korero. So that is Walking the Talk, a parade to celebrate Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. And that's on Thursday from about 11 a.m. And obviously this year marks the 46th anniversary since the petition to establish Reo Māori as an official language was delivered to the steps of Parliament too. So it's kind of acknowledging that petition that was delivered and celebrating the fact that, you know, we have a week to celebrate it and it is the official, one of the official languages of Aotearoa. And then, goodness, it's really quite busy because then on Saturday we have a day that is open to the public as well from 10 a.m. On Saturday the 15th, and we're kind of having a bit of a celebration day where we actually have Rhea Hall is going to be performing free in our auditorium, which is really exciting. We also have Te Whānau Awhina, which is a Māori bilingual unit that are going to be performing, and Kuranga Kahurangi Ki Uta, which is a public High School's own Kapa Haka group. So we've got Kapa Haka happening from two different school groups, and we've got a really great guest performance from Rhea Hall as well. And we're also looking at starting up some free immersion Te Reo classes as well, which will be held here at the museum, probably from Saturday the 22nd, so just following on from Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori Language Week.
Yeah, so the Te Reo Māori classes, which are on Saturday, I believe, are free for the public and uses a kinesthetic learning technique. Could you explain what that entails?
Yeah, sure. So basically it's a full immersion course. So there is no English spoken at all. It is all completely in Te Reo. And basically what it uses is it kind of uses actual physical elements, so different coloured sticks to help identify what is being spoken in Te Reo so people who are English speakers can understand what's happening and develop their language through that way. So, yeah, that's going to be open to staff and whānau, volunteers and the public as well. I mean, spaces will fill up quite quickly and we'll be doing that from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It was going to be this Saturday, the 15th, but we've moved it out to the following Saturday, so plenty of time for people to kind of have a think about that and plan and book and come along.
I believe the kinesthetic learning technique was a traditional technique used in the revival and the He Kuia Te Korero, which marks the 46th anniversary of the petition for Te Reo Māori to become an official language in New Zealand. So obviously a lot of these themes focus on the declines and revivals of the Māori language. So is this event celebrating the history of the language, or is it just a celebration of the language in general?
I mean, it's a bit of both. It is a celebration of, you know, how far we've come and to have Te Reo Māori as an official language and that it's also becoming more and more prevalent across all media and in everybody's everyday life. You know, I mean, from people taking Te Reo lessons that have been completely booked up, which is really exciting. So it's showing the, you know, the strength and growth. I mean, we've still got a long way to go to have, you know, as many fluent speakers as probably a lot of people would like. But it's acknowledging that we have come so far and celebrating where we are now and looking forward to the future and continuing to grow the language.
So the theme for the event is Kia Kaha Te Reo Māori. It's focused on making the Māori language strong. Could you explain the significance of that theme and sort of how that came about?
Yes, well, I'm not sure where the total theme came from. I believe it was from the government's kind of initiative for the Kiakaha Te Reo Māori. So that's kind of what everything we're trying to do around it is trying to strengthen the story behind Te Reo Māori, you know, with the queer and the Te Reo classes as well, and also, you know, celebrating our traditional kapa haka as well on Saturday, and having Rhea Hall, who is a, you know, contemporary Māori artist, performing as well. So for us, you know, Kia Kaha Te Reo Māori means really supporting that, acknowledging it, and keeping it alive and well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.